Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, hello once again and welcome to the number one cricket podcast in the top three cricketing nations in the world. Ireland, the Netherlands, and yes, still Mauritius. This is Club Prairie Fire, home to tequila, Tabasco, and the Ducky Louis Sterney system. I am the professor, a lover of grass stains on the knees and cricket ball stains on the upper thigh. Now, today's podcast, well, I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous. In terms of high-ranking officers in the world of bat and ball, it's fair to say the captain of the Indian cricket team is number one. And guess what? Yep, you wouldn't bloody believe it. He is on our little podcast today. Not sure how Gilly has jagged this one, but make no mistake, it is a biggie. So let's not waste any time. Let me bring in the rest of this motley crew. Firstly, a great man who captained England 113 times in all formats. Most memorably, those two times in T20s, it's Michael Vaughan. Next, another great man who was backup Aussie captain who led Australia 23 times in all formats for only five very, very unlucky losses, Adam Gilchrist. And finally, a very average man who has never captained anything ever. Even when solo sailing his own boat, he still considers himself the first mate. It's Ollie Silverton. Ollie, welcome, gents. How are you all?
Yeah, good, good.
All good. All good.
Nice start. Nice start. Now, keep rolling, Prof. Keep rolling.
Right. Well, let's get this guest in right. We better not keep him waiting. Fresh off hitting an easy 105 off 63 deliveries against the Chennai Super Kings. Fresh off smashing England 4-1 in a test series.
That's it.
Fresh off announcing he is setting his sights on the 2027 ODI World Cup. That's right, folks. As the 1992 AB Logic song told us, watch out for the hitman. It's the captain of the Indian cricket team. It's Rohit Sharma.
Ah, brilliant.
Thank you, guys.
Ro, how are you, mate? Welcome, welcome. I'll start by saying Kepke. Kepke to you, mate. And you know what that means. No one else does. There's a lot of fans out there that have always wondered what Kepke meant, but brilliant to have you, buddy. Mate, another IPL, another century, the 500th six in T20 cricket. Going well on the field. There's not much happening off the field for you, mate. Nice quiet time. Just you're getting to relax in between games.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time in my hands these days. just spending a lot of time with my family. Staying at home, actually. I've been, last four games that we played at Mumbai, I was at home. And just coming an hour before we get together as a team for a little team meeting. So it's been good. It's been a little different, but it's been good. I've enjoyed my game.
Well, you looked very relaxed at the crease the other night for that 100 that the prof mentioned. Hey, mate, I got a bit of a bone to pick with you. I got you your hat, your Club Prairie Fire hat, and I thought it was going to be unreal that we, for the first time, our guest would be wearing the cap. I did message you just half an hour ago, say, have you got your cap? And you said, well, what'd you say?
Doesn't fit my head.
No, that's it. It doesn't fit your head. Now, this is the issue, Ro. I've known you since you were a 20-year-old. We played together in the first edition of the IPL. You were a young, innocent boy there from Mumbai that was out there wielding the willow. I'm a bit concerned. Since then, you've achieved a little bit in cricket, And more recently, you've been hanging out with Ed Sheeran. So I'm a bit concerned your head's getting too big, buddy. I reckon that cat used to fit you. tell us about Ed Sheeran. What was that like?
Yeah, no, it was good. My good friend Gaurav Kapoor, who does a lot of these kind of talk shows, is also very good friends with my wife as well, and knows my in-laws really well as well. So he asked us if we could join. It'll be a nice chat. And you know Gaurav, most of you guys probably will know, Vani will know as well.
Yep.
Very, very relaxed chat. We sat in the nice little restaurant in central Mumbai. And I thought, okay, why not? I stay, again, my house was literally 2 minutes from that place where we were about to catch up and have a chat. And yeah, he knows a lot about cricket, to be honest. I was quite surprised, the knowledge that he had. And the recent test series that we played followed a bit as well. So, I was quite surprised with that, with the lifestyle these guys have. They're always on the road, so busy. But in all of that, he had time to catch up to this test series as well. So we had a little bit of chat about, the test series and things that is going to happen in the next few years in terms of cricket for us. And then he was telling me about where he was going to go and stuff like that. So it was good. It was nice, casual chat. It was good.
Yeah. Ro, great to have you on the pod. Thanks for joining. Just on the test series, Ed Sheeran, did he say that England were unlucky as well, like the rest of us thought?
No, I mean, he the knowledge that he has, obviously, I was quite intrigued by the stuff that he was talking about. He was quite interested about, what this baseball means. And he wanted actually to hear from the opposition captain, because he said he's been hearing from the English captain for a while now. So he wanted to understand what it is for the opposition captain. And I told him, I think baseball is not about how they play. It's about how they talk off the field. Just to take that picture off. Just to take that pressure off from each individual, So he wanted to know more about, what it is like when you are in front of those situations where these people are trying to smash you all over the park. I said there was no smashing. It was reasonably played like test cricket for most times. In the series. But yeah, there were a couple of guys who did put us under pressure, which was quite good to see, because I've seen only few guys who have come and done that. Yourself, Gilly in 2000, Hayden, and then Kevin Peterson in 2012. And then these two guys are actually... not that people have not got 100, but the way they got 100 is what sometimes can put the captains under pressure.
Yeah.
So, it did put me under pressure a little bit. I'm not going to deny. But it was good to come out on the top at the last day of the test series.
indeed. The scary thing about that, Ro, it sounds like you're actually vindicating baseball and you're supporting it. So we'll edit that out. Don't worry. Prof, you were going to say something, mate?
Yes, Ro, I watched the episode. It's called Breakfast with Champions.
Yes, it's very good. I
had a lazy 1.4 million hits, which we don't really get anywhere near that. Two things I noticed, though, Ro. One was that they didn't serve any breakfast. I noticed that your arms were getting folded more and more. Were you hoping they would serve breakfast at the Breakfast of Champions?
Yeah, I was hoping they would serve something. Although it was not a breakfast time, it was literally 4 o'clock in the evening. The show is called Breakfast with Champions, but yeah, it was not breakfast time because most of us are not up by the breakfast time. So, well, Gilly knows. Gilly is quite aware of that. He knows.
Yeah. Well, they're the other thing.
Sorry, Prof. When I did one of those with Gaurav quite a few years ago, and we actually had a beer at breakfast. It was breakfast time. And funnily enough, we did have a beer. So, yeah, you got to be versatile in these things.
Mm. Now, the other thing, Rowan, I noticed the last question he asked you was, who's your favourite person to bat with? And you decided not to pick an Indian because that might cause some controversy over there. And the person that you chose is on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't Vaughny.
Vaughny's got...
Ollie.
Hey, when did we play, Robert? When did we play?
So you picked Gilly. Was it great going to the crease with Adam Gilchrist?
I don't think I've batted with him maybe once, twice.
There you go.
I was not an opener then, so
I was, and I was out by the time you came in.
Yeah, so maybe once. I don't remember, Gilly. Do you remember us batting together?
I reckon a couple of short innings.
Yeah.
But I was always well and truly out, mate.
Yeah. I was a middle order batter then, so I had to wait for my turn. We had a great time playing together. It was fun.
It was good. But back in IPL, well, the first three versions of the IPL, wasn't it? It was a different time. What are your recollections of that time for the IPL compared to now? And just for those that aren't aware, the IPL coverage, you know, you've got your host World Feed broadcaster, you've got, I think it's Geo are doing the digital streaming in, I think, 15 different languages. So there's 15 different commentary crews. There's Crick Buzz, who we're working with, Vaughny, who cover it. Like, the coverage is just extraordinary. So, and then the social media of all the teams, it's a different world, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is. From when the IPL started to now, it's just gone to the different level in terms of, the TV rights and everything. Rightly said, the regional languages is actually doing quite well in India. When Star Sports back in the day, probably 7 or 8 years back, they started Hindi coverage, and they got good response to that. The viewership went high up, and then Jio, obviously, knowing the kind of money they have, obviously they can afford to get as many people on board, and then start as many regional languages as well. And some of it are actually doing quite well. It's gone over the roof, the viewership in a lot of the regional languages. People prefer a lot of these remote places in India. They prefer watching or hearing in their local language, which is why it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, bro.
Just before we get onto some more serious cricket questions. You in India, all the players, you seem to get sponsored by everyone. Is there any chance you can sort out my headphones? Have you got me a headphone sponsor just to replace these ones that broke about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, I can do that.
Perfect.
Very kind of you.
Yeah,
I need a new car. So. hey, Ro, one last point about those halcyon days, the early days of the IPL. Have you in the 16 editions since the first one, have you heard a better team song than what we had at the Deccan Chargers? Ooh. Without doubt, that was the best song ever for an IPL team. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember a little bit because I've been hearing all of these teams now singing songs and it's shown on television, leave alone the social media, but it's been shown on television. But no, I genuinely don't feel that any other teams that are doing the songs now are even close to what we used to do.
Well, Gilly.
We'll edit that in.
Yeah.
Is this the team song? So when you win a game, this is what you used to sing. Is that right?
We had a bit of that, but I'll just chat amongst yourselves and I'll get the actual Deccan Chargers theme song. Okay. Let me find that. You guys go for it.
Hey, well, yes, go on.
Yeah, while you do that, Rohit, what I do is look at the social media, and we're going to have some very happy people. There were a few comments from last week. One said, can we start this GoFundMe for Michael Vaughan's headset, which was nice to raise some money so he can get some better ones. But a lot of them have been about you. We've got Shivant0264, brother Rohit, get him on. And then Kira Francis, 2689. We want Rohit, Rohit, Rohit was the reply. So we're going to keep them very happy. And one has sent a message in, and they are just asking, they say, Mumbai Indians, obviously they're going to win it. This is their logo. What is it that makes them sometimes start a bit slower and then progress through the gears as the tournament goes on?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, all these years, actually, this has been the story of Mumbai Indians, where we started pretty slow at the start, and then things starts to change. That's, I guess, it's got to do with, you know, when you have new players in your squad, it's just about, you know, because the captain for the last 10 years was stagnant. The coaches have changed for a few years, but the captain has been stagnant, and I actually went with some kind of thought process, and I wanted to know from, you know, the people who come in, I wanted to get them in into my thought process, because I know how IPL works and what it needs to be a successful team. So it was, it takes time to get everyone on board and try and make them do something that they are not used to doing. For example, there have been so many cricketers, overseas players, local players who have come into the team. And I know Wankhede Stadium because I've played there, I've grown up there. So I know what works there, what you need to do. For example, in 2013, when I took over, we had Malinga, Mitchell Johnson. Bumrah was in the squad, but he was not Bumrah of today. And then we had Bhaji, we had Oja. So that was our main quick. And then we had to work around with the other guys. For example, Mitchell Johnson, you know, we all know, likes to bang in hard on the deck. And I knew it's not going to work at Wankhede. You need to pitch it slightly fuller, get the ball to swing a little bit. So we had to, you know, talk to him and see if we can, you know, try and do something different. Malinga does what Malinga does. There was no talking or anything needed when it came to him. And then 2015, we had Mitch McClanahan, who actually, you know, suited quite well for the conditions at Wankhede, you know. So like that, we had a lot of, you know, overseas players, domestic players. And my process was to just get them on my thinking and what I think is the best. And obviously hear them out, what they want to do as well. And then try and somehow find a balance between a captain and a player. And we come to a conclusion and we try and go and do that. So that's been the big challenge of IPL. Now, obviously, you know, since I took over till last year when I was the captain, you know, I'm actually very glad that, you know, we all understand that it is not just one person's job to make it through. I needed the support of my support staff around me to make sure that we align to the same thought process of what we want to go out there and do. And, you know, right from Ricky Ponting to Mahila Jayawardene and then now Mark Boucher, they've been all good and it's been quite supportive from them as well.
Bro, just on T20 cricket, now the T20 World Cup's in a couple of months' time. This year's IPL, there seems to be a new movement, particularly with the batting. You look at the Sunrisers getting 288, 277. Do you feel it as a player, and particularly as a captain now going to the World Cup, that the game's just moved on that little bit more so than it was a year ago?
Yeah, 100%. They showed us that yesterday. Day before, from 2008 to 2023, there were only two 250-plus score. And in this year, 2024, it's already four 250-plus score. So you can imagine, you know, people are... it's not bad bowling. It's just people coming out with free mindset and smacking it all over the park. It's just that they're not worried about getting out. And that's how T20 cricket should be played these days. You've got 7-8 batters now. You know, if you've got 7-8 batters, most of the times you realize that your number 7, number 6 sometimes bat only 5 or 7 balls. You know, the top 4 needs to just go out there and, you know, play freely. I do understand of going and assessing the conditions and all of that. But, yeah, I mean, if you're in trouble, you're in trouble anyway. So you might as well take those chances upfront and put the bowler under pressure straight away.
Yeah, I like that theory. I should have done that a bit more when I played. It's interesting that those stats in the last 2 years since the impact player has been introduced, when there's been a century scored in the first innings prior to the impact player, 75% of the time that team won. But with the impact player last year and this year, only 50% has that team batting first when someone scored 101. So the impact player's had a big impact, I guess you could say. Ro, do you think it's a really positive thing, or is it something that's going to hold back the development of potentially of, say, all-rounders in Indian cricket?
Yeah, no, I genuinely feel that it is going to hold it back, because eventually cricket is played by 11 players, not 12 players. So I feel it's I'm not a big fan of impact player. You know, you're taking out so much from the game just to make it a little entertainment for the people around. But if you look genuinely just cricketing aspect of it, I feel obviously guys like, I can give you so many examples, guys like Washington Sundar, guys like Shivam Dubey are not getting to bowl, which for us is not a good thing, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what you can do about it, but I'm not a fan of it, honestly speaking. It is entertaining because, you know, there is obviously 12 players for you to select from, and that whoever that impact player is, you can see how the game is going and change it later depending on what you need, what the pitch is behaving. If you bat well, if you don't lose wicket, you can add another bowler. So it gives you an option of having 6 or 7 bowlers. You don't need that extra batter because, you know, a lot of the teams actually up front are batting well, and then, you know, you hardly see a number 7, number 8 coming to bat.
Sorry to cut you. I agree. I think it added something interesting. I think it's all built for the spectator, for the entertainment product. But I think one of the reasons why T20 cricket was successful, and Vaughan, I'd be interested in your opinion on this. There'd been all sorts of, you know, six-a-side cricket. There was Super 8s in Australia but, you know, you're limiting the number of fielders. You're really compromising the fundamentals of cricket. And Rohit, you said it, it's 11v11, and I think why 2020 went well and has been so successful is that it didn't compromise the integrity of the foundations of cricket. At 11 on 11, same size field, you know, field restrictions, there was no real gimmick needed. It held its own as a legitimate format of the game. So yeah, I think it's a little bit concerning, having first been impressed by it. I think time will tell. It's probably not the thing for the future.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
Robert, obviously T20 World Cup around the corner in June. And a great talking point on this show is who's going to be in the Indian side. I think Vaughnie and Gilly, you took a guess a couple of weeks back. You did your 11. Now, Rowan, I know you've been probably meeting with Raul and Ajit Agarkar recently. I thought maybe you could just tell us who your team is right now.
Just an answer, mate.
We could just mark off and see how we went.
I haven't met anyone.
Oh, really? Oh. There was a report about an hour ago that you guys had a meeting in Mumbai last week. No, not real.
I don't believe what you read.
Ajit Agarkar is somewhere in Dubai playing golf.
You know, so I hope he's got a snorkel and flippers.
Yeah.
It's raining over there.
And Rahul Bhai is actually watching his kid play in Bangalore. And he was in Bombay, actually. He was. He got him to play on, a red soil wicket here at CCI just to watch him. That's about it. We haven't met, to be honest.
Well, the report was, and this is legit, the report was that the three of you met to discuss whether or not Virat Kohli will walk out to open the batting with Rohit. It's fake news, right?
I think, in today's day and age, unless you hear it from either myself or Rahul himself or Ajit himself or someone from BCCI coming and talking in front of the camera, everything is fake.
Well, we just heard it from you, so thank you.
There is a fair bit of speculation going around. There's something, Rohit, we had happen last week, and I've got a question for Vaughnie because this has been went around. I don't know if you saw the episode, but Mrs. Vaughn was doing a lot of printing during the show, and it ruined the whole audio. And it turned out Vaughnie's going on holiday to Prague, and people are guessing who the third. It was for three adults for five nights, and someone has sent in. It was from Lacuna Dark. Is it Michael Atherton? And then Josh Hodgson thinks it's Wasim Jaffa. So who is it that you're going to Prague with over in August?
It's my daughter who's not an adult. I hate to really be the bearer of bad news. I know everyone wanted it to be another woman, or just to kind of spice up the marriage. That is not the case. It's my will be 14-year-old daughter. We're going to watch some ballet.
Oh,
and by the way, I didn't know I was going to watch ballet.
Is it too late to pull out yet?
I will leave that one with you. I'm going to watch some ballet in Prague. Yes,
a bit of culture.
And while I didn't get to jump in with the Impact subs, but I think I love them because the best one ever was by Vaughnie, Gary Pratt in 2005 at Trent Bridge. Yeah. So well done. Well done to you. Just don't ask Ricky Ponting.
Not bad.
Very good, Ollie.
T20 squad, Rohit, obviously every game, every night, everyone's speculating on which Indian's going to get a boarding pass out to the Caribbean. The keeper batsman role is, to an extent up for grabs. Amazing amount of young keeper batsmen at your disposal to pick from. And I reckon the two standouts, two really youngsters who are shining, who I reckon they're both going to have a big future when they grow up and get a bit older and a bit more mature, Dinesh Kartik and MSD. Mate, they're obviously, I reckon they're going to be great players when they grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was quite impressed, especially with Dinesh, the way he batted a couple of nights back. And Dhoni as well. I mean, look, he came to play four balls, made a huge impact, got those 20, 22 runs. And that was eventually the difference in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, it'll be hard to convince MSD for sure to come to West Indies. I guess he's sick and tired. He's coming to US though to do something else, but he's into golf now, so he's coming to play golf, I guess. Then DK will be easy to convince, I guess.
Well, you tried that out. You tried that on the field, didn't you? You slipped a couple of words into him.
Yeah. I was just trying to put some pressure on him. But yeah. Eventually, the game against SRH, he went and spoke somewhere, I guess, and he said some captain was asking me if I'm ready for the World Cup. This is the answer from me.
as a captain, obviously, you're in a powerful position. I remember I was England Test captain back in 2006-07, and we were going to New Zealand, and I took Colonel Mustard, Phil Mustard, as the reserve wicketkeeper, just purely because he was a good laugh. You know, I wanted someone on tour who would make me laugh. Are there any players that you'll be taking to the T20 World Cup that would just be purely there for a bit of the entertainment factor?
I mean, look, all these guys are quite crazy, to be honest. I mean, look, if anyone who makes me laugh is Rishabh Pant, you know.
Yeah.
Rishabh Pant is one crazy guy, we all know. I've been watching him since he was a kid. I was quite disappointed for him when he missed a year and a half because of, you know, that incident. And I'm glad that he's back on the field. But, yeah, he's quite witty, you know that. You know, the kind of stuff he does behind the stumps will obviously make you laugh, you know. And he's got his own way of doing it, which is what I like about him. Even when he was going through this patch, when he was injured, when he was not playing, he was still at his best. So, in a way, you know, when I actually want to laugh, I call him. And there is something that he says and we all laugh about it.
Well, no, I mean, obviously I'm not Ajit Kagarkar and Rahul Dravid and Gilly's not, but we've actually bought Rishabh's plane ticket to the T20 World Cup for him. So he will be playing in your team. We've decided, me and Gilly have decided that. So he's playing, if you don't mind.
Correct. Yeah, we're paying his
Anyone who comes on this show gets in the squad is actually...
Yeah, we're having him. We like him.
Now, Robert, if you don't mind, if it's okay, can we look forward a touch? Because obviously you guys are coming to Australia this summer. We're always... very excited to have the Indian team coming out here to play. And you said on Breakfast with Champions that the MCG is the – what did you – you said it was the most sort of – how did you describe the MCG? It was the most difficult place to play and that the Aussies are the worst sledges. the crowd and the people and
– If it was in the news, it must have been true. If it was in the news, it must have been true.
No, I said something about MCG, yes. I said MCG is the most daunting place to play.
Daunting.
Purely because of, you know, people around the stadium or in the stadium, rather. Sometimes it can get crazy. Like when we played Pakistan there last year before last, that was the best time because I thought, you know, 80% of the crowd was Indians. And we had about 95,000 on that day, which is as good as a Boxing Day. Day one, Boxing Day, 95,000 to 100,000. But yeah, we played a Boxing Day test match. I played one Boxing Day test match in 2018. We won that test match actually, which was good. But even though we won, it was quite daunting, to be honest. I remember Pat Cummins and Nathan Lyon, you know, they were batting at the end. They had a partnership of more than 100 runs. And ironically, that was the day I was supposed to travel to India for my daughter's birth on that night. But Pat Cummins and Nathan Lyon denied that flight because they hung in there and they batted the whole day. And then I had to come next day morning and we had to get them out. And then once, you know, we won the test match, I was straight to the airport from the ground itself. And then I went back home.
So did you didn't miss the birth of your daughter because they were batting over because you couldn't get them out, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The rudeness. You should have told them.
Pat Cummins is the nicest cricketer in the world. He'd have got out for you.
Until that fifth day in the morning. Then I had to tell the coach that I had to leave. I was anyway supposed to go after that test match because, you know, the date was 2nd Jan, but my daughter decided to come out a couple of days before. So, we decided that, okay, fine, no problem. I'll play the test match because, you know, at that point, you know, I didn't want to miss any single test matches. I wanted to play as much as I could. And then when I went back, I had to miss the last test. I didn't play the fourth test match, the New Year's test match. I didn't play that because, you know, obviously I went there and then to get back to Australia in within 2-3 days is not possible.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe your daughter wanted to see them bat. Maybe that's why she came early. She wanted to see the great Nathan Lyon at the crease.
Hey, Ro, you mentioned obviously India-Pakistan playing at the MCG in front of 95,000. Where do you sit? I mean, I personally, Test cricket has gone through a period where it's been exciting the last couple of years, and I think the Test Championship has really helped that. But for me, what would help Test cricket hugely if we could get India playing Pakistan on a regular basis? And if that means it can't be played in your home countries because there's too many politics involved, you know, hosting it in the UK, hosting it in Abu Dhabi, Dubai. I just think for the Test game, to see India playing Pakistan on a regular basis, that would be fantastic for Test cricket.
Or at the MCG.
Yeah, wherever.
Seriously.
I know, I totally believe that. They're a good team. They've got superb bowling lineup, so I think it'll be a good contest, especially if you play in overseas conditions, that'll be awesome, but yeah, the last test match was played between India and Pakistan was way back in, I think, 2006 or 2008. Where Wasim Jaffer, I think, got 200, I think, in one of the...
Did he?
Cop that, don't he?
Good on him, Wasim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be nice.
Can you look that up for us? Oh, you're good on dates, mate. See if you can find out when the last test between India and Pakistan was.
Would you like to see that come together? I know there's a lot of politics, Rohit, but would you like to see it as an Indian test captain there? The regular series between Pakistan?
Yeah, I would love to. At the end of the day, we want to be in contest, and I think it'll be a great contest within the two sides. We anyway play them in ICC trophies, so it doesn't really matter. It's just pure cricket that I'm looking at. I'm not interested in anything else. It's pure cricket. Game between bat and ball. You know, it'll be a great contest. So why not?
I've got it here. You're 2007, Pakistan tour of India. First test, India won by 6 wickets. Second test, 616 for 5, declared Wasim Jaffer 202. Also hundreds for Ganguly and Laxman. But it was actually just a draw in the second test and a draw in the third test. India, Sourav Ganguly double ton again for 626 they got. So 1-0 win in that series. I remember one question I've got from that. I remember the MCG, the celebrations, I think it was like 1.8 kilometres, the roar was heard, which is one of the furthest from a cricket ground when the win happened. And you spoke about great fans and crowds. Something very rare happened this year. It was your first home game at the Wankhede. a fan gave you an enormous scare as he came basically to give you a hug. What did he say to you during that game against Rajasthan?
No, I just said, I'm a big fan. I want a hug. I said, yeah, I mean, you can take a hug, but please don't do that. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. I was actually trying to set up the field. I was standing in the slips and was just trying to move some of these guys. And then suddenly Tim David, who was standing right across at mid-off, was pointing that there's something happening behind you. Someone's coming behind you. I was not able to understand what he was trying to say. But then this guy suddenly just stood up next to me. And I was a little scared, honestly.
Yeah.
Fair enough, too.
Yeah. You see it happen in America with Messi.
Mm, yeah.
You know, fans were on the pitch. And just on a bit of football, Rona, you're a big football fan. Who's going to win the Premier League? And do you think Sheffield Wednesday will survive relegation in the Championship?
I don't think so. I'm a Real Madrid fan.
Yes, sure.
But I do watch Premier League a lot. In fact, I had the opportunity to go to some of these games while we were in UK as well. But I'm a Real Madrid fan. We watched the Champions League game yesterday between PSG and Barcelona. It was one-sided affair, to be honest. But yeah, today Real Madrid is playing City, so that's going to be another cracker.
Because you met David Beckham recently, didn't you? So you've met David Beckham, Ed Sheeran, and Michael Vaughan, three of the all-time great England superstars. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Ro, I know we've got to get moving. We don't want to hold you up too much longer. We've got a quick quiz to get into. But one bit of advice. You came into a team that was chock full of, you know, legendary cricketers, iconic cricketers. A bit of advice to a young cricketer trying to come into the cricketing landscape in this day and age. Doesn't need to be long, but what's the key ingredient for them to come in and give themselves the best chance?
To keep it very simple, I think we've got a lot of young players in the squad. All I tell them is to be yourself. Because, you know, with so many stars around them, they try and emulate them. They try and do what they do in terms of their behavior on and off the field, how they want to play. All I would say is just be yourself and see how, you know, they prepare themselves. Those are the things that you can learn from them. Because I mean, to be honest, when I was 20-year-old, when I came into the team, I couldn't be Sachin Tendulkar. I couldn't be Rahul Dravid. I couldn't be Adam Gilchrist. I couldn't be Michael Vaughan. It is that simple. Everyone has their own way of playing. Everyone has their own set of style. But what you can look up to them is how they prepare, how they go about in what they want to do and achieve success. That is what they can look at rather than looking at, okay, this is the shot I want to play. He plays that so well. I want to try and do that. And while doing that, sometimes you can just get yourself into trouble. And I've done that myself. So it is coming from the personal experience.
Now, yeah. Rohit, what we like to do with our guests on this show is we do a little quiz based on their career. We're about to get to it with Ollie. I just had one last question. Your nickname, the Hitman, which Ravi Shastri gave you, as another person who's been given a nickname that, you know, I didn't come up with it, do you like the nickname, the Hitman?
Yeah, I kind of like it. Nice. nice to have some name.
Yeah, it's a lot better than the Professor. You're right.
You know, the original Hitman, I don't want to be that Hitman because there was a lot of confusion. There was a lot of confusion when it all started to get into ears of people around. And, you know, people who don't play cricket, who don't understand cricket, they were actually taken aback, thinking what actually that means. But then we had to actually explain them. It's actually in my name. The last three letters of my name is HIT, and I'm a man. So
you were getting requests to go and take people out, were you? Earning a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go and join the Narcos.
Very good. All right. Hey, I'll get into this quiz, mate. I'll do the scoring.
Absolutely. Yes. I guess yeah, it's going to be about you, of course. Speaking of nicknames, I saw on the screen after we haven't mentioned Joss Butler's knock. The Butler did it, maybe one of the worst nicknames. Being a butler is hardly glamorous in any way, but incredible knock for him. But let's get into the quiz. Question number one, what is higher? Is it Vaughan's Test and ODI wickets or Rohit's first class wickets? First question.
Test.
I'll be Vaughan.
I'm going Vaughan.
No, yeah, I'm going to go Rose. I reckon Rose back in the day. I reckon used to get a few row.
got an IPL hat trick.
Yes, I do. You, thanks to you for taking that catch.
Yeah.
And reminding me that it's a hat trick. Reminding me that's a hat trick because I had no idea I came to bowl, the next over and it was the first ball. And I didn't remember that I took two wickets of my last over. And then we got a wicket of the first ball. So it was a hat trick, but we celebrated like a normal wicket. But then I think it was yourself or Venu Gopal who told me it's a hat trick.
Yeah.
And then I just made a 20 meter sprint.
I think it was me that reminded you because I wanted to get some of the royalties from being involved in the dismissal from the memorabilia that you were going to sell about it. But I'm still waiting on that. But anyway, so who are you going with, Ro? Are you going Vaughan or yourself?
I think Vaughan, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Vaughan, you have 22 test and ODI wickets. Mm. Rohit has 24 first-class wickets.
There you go. The reason why I went Rohit, it was nothing to do with actually the ball. I just thought Ollie would be being kind to our guest on the first question. It was more like the psychological aspects of how Ollie puts these quizzes together. Yeah. But yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, the same thing every week.
Okay. Well, what is higher, Gilly's test batting average or Rohit's?
Test batting average.
Hmm. Oh, I looked at this earlier.
Jesus. Oh, you've been researching.
Right. I reckon it's Rohit.
Why were you looking at test batting averages?
I was just Googling things and I just saw it pop up. What? Just what you do on a morning in the UK. Oh, you know, having your toast. Yeah, it's not a lot happening on a, what day are we on Wednesday? I'm going to go Rohit.
I'm backing myself in. I'm sorry. Sorry, Ro. I think this is going to hurt me, though.
Ro, what are you going?
I'm going myself.
Okay. We have.
Gilly is 45. I'm 46, I think. Let's see.
Gilly at 47.6. Oh, Ro, no. 45.46.
Oh, I thought you were 40 right at the start of 45, and Rohit was 45.6.
Okay. Number three, what is higher, Rohit's ODI runs or Gilly and Vaughan's ODI runs combined?
Well, I've not added a lot to that. So how many do you get, Gilly?
I reckon I got about 9,500 and something. So maybe we might have got 10,000 between us.
Yeah, maybe 9,000, yeah.
How many do you get?
I got a couple, I think.
I'm going Rohit on this one. He's paid.
Yeah.
Okay, Gillian Vaughan on Rohit.
That's 3,100s, aren't you, Ro?
I'm close to 11,000, I think. Just 300, 200 short of 11,000.
Yeah. 31 hundreds, I think I saw.
You have four okay. double hundreds?
Three.
Okay.
Three. Ah, so, Robert, are you saying you're saying yourself? Or are you saying
I'm not
Go on, don't be no time for humility. There's a competition.
I'm going
on.
Row it. Row it.
I'm going row it.
I'll go with the audience.
Okay. Which is you as well. Well, yeah. Row it, 10,709. Gillian Vorney, 11,601. Oh, no geez. Points.
No chance to score there.
I won that without me, Gilly.
That's right. It's such, such a powerful feeling knowing that you've two of us have beaten one other bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vorney contributed.
That might 23 against Zimbabwe. We wouldn't have got that.
nearly 2,000 from Vorney there. And just one more here. We have got a tiebreaker. Is what is higher? Rowett's T20 runs, that's not internationals, Vorney's balls faced in test matches, or Gilly's List A runs? So Rowett's T20 runs, Vorney's balls faced in tests, or Gilly's List A runs?
So Rowett's T20 runs, that basically is runs from Mumbai.
And T20 internationals.
And international.
No international.
No international. All right.
So. No balls faced. Balls that I faced.
In test matches.
Oh, this is a good question. Gilly, what was Gilly's?
List A runs.
So one.
Oh, you played a lot back in the day. Yeah, you played a lot in the 90s, Gil. Mm.
Does it count international or no? List A. No.
This list. I'm going to go Gilly, I think.
List A is not internationals, is it? Oh.
No, I don't believe it's non-cricket.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You don't play many first-class games, do you, over there? I'm going to go Rowett's runs.
Nah.
Well, I'm going to go. I don't think any of the answers yet has been in Vorney's favour. Not in the competition here, but in the actual answers. I'll go Vorney.
You're going for the psychological answer. Are you getting to Ollie's head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sticking with Rowett.
Okay. So Vorney's gone Rowett. Gilly's gone Vorney. So Rowett.
I'm going Vorney.
Vorney. Okay.
And what's the score update here, Prof?
One to Gilly, one to Vorney. Rowett yet to get off the mark.
Okay. Well, we have. It was very, very close. We have Vorney's balls faced, 11,184. We have Gilly's List A runs, 11,326.
Oh.
And Rowett's T20 runs, 11,000. 417.
Welcome on. It's a victory for England.
Another one. We claim victories even when we lose 4-1.
That's it. There you go.
Congratulations, Vorney. Rowett, we have probably kept you long enough. Gents, all that's left to do is the toast, unless anybody has anything else for the Indian cricket captain before he goes.
What I will do, just I'll see if I can get this to come through.
I can play it in post if not.
On the order. Let's see, and then we'll close it out. There it is. Remember that one, Ro? Yeah. And then it goes into a great go the Deccan Chargers. So there is a bit of nostalgia there, but time for a toast. It's just a little tradition, Ro. My all our love of tequila, a little bit of when in India we got to spice things up always, so a bit of Tabasco sauce in there, mate. And then we basically just, plain and simple, cheers to our guest today, the highest profile in cricket in the world as far as playing goes. You introduced him perfectly, Prof. Ro, all the best to you, rest of the IPL, the World T20, Australia. We look forward to seeing you down under, mate, when you get down there. And then, what'd you say, the 2031 World Cup? Is that where you're aiming for or something like that? But whatever the case, mate, all the best, mate. Cheers to you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Robert.
Cheers, good luck. I always tip the Mumbai Indians, and I know you're slow starters, but it's coming good. Don't worry. You're coming up the rails.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, you can find us at Club Prairie Fire on all socials and on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe. We will see you next week.
Adios.
Ta-ra.
Yeah, g'day. Hope you enjoyed that vid. If you did, please click like somewhere there and then make sure you click subscribe as well. There's lots more vids on this channel. Tell your friends, tell your parents, and we'll chat to you soon.